7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Wait for the intro to wind down. Close the door here. Diddly-diddly-doo. Okay, hello. Let me close the door. Is the car door closed? All right. It's 1930 UTC. And that means it's time to begin another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello. My name is Tobe. I'm your protagonist in this fascinating narrative. What are we doing? Okay, the weather's weird. It's warm, but not too hot. It's completely overcast. There's a little bit of a breeze, so it's cool. Where does this guy think he's going? It's very cool. It's not very cool. It's cool enough, but it's very humid. And I'm standing next to some tufts of blue-stem grama that are growing up by the parking blocks here at Herrenhaven. Can you believe it? Yes, we're here at Herrenhaven for the second time this season. There's construction going on at the golf course. There's construction going on down the street. There's construction in my neighborhood, blah, blah, blah. But the good news is, I saw some turkeys. That's right. Less than 60 seconds before you heard my voice, as I was driving down the Herrenhaven Street, which is Ione Werthmann Drive, Ione Werthmann being, of course, the founder of Herrenhaven, there were 7 turkeys standing right next to the street. Okay, so did it rain? It must have rained. It rained a little bit. I'm around the side of the building. There's little mushrooms here. I'm looking for golf balls. I saw some little round fruits that fell out of this tree, and I thought they were golf balls. They are not golf balls. They are just golf ball-sized fruits of some kind. So yeah, there's lots of trucks driving by. And there's construction noises on the golf course. Why am I here? Why am I here? I just wanted to look for some bugs. But while I'm back here, I should probably walk over here and check this tree. Check these trees, plural. Because one of these trees, that one, that tree is popular with owls, barred owls. I'm checking some mushroom zones now. There's like 2 little brown mushrooms on that log. Okay. It didn't rain a whole hell of a lot, but enough to make the ground soft. Oh, and here's some little mushrooms. I don't know what this plant bed is, but there's a bunch of teeny tiny little, there's some kind of coprinus. They look like they might be Japanese parasols. All right, so I'm making my way back towards the front of the building because I'm looking for bugs. I'm here for bugs. I don't know how long I'm going to be able to be here. It's very humid. The weather's weird. The weather is weird. But I did sort of sleep okay, only to wake up to a crazy, crazy sinus attack. But now, here we are, back in the front of the building, looking for my bugs. All right, let's check these plants. I don't see any bugs. I'm looking for mantis. I'm now hanging out in front of a very, very popular mantis plant. See, sometimes they like to hide in the back, so I'm checking the back. And I'm checking the front, and I'm looking underneath, looking for butterfly and moth wings. Not seeing any. So, are we just here too early for mantises? Perhaps we are, perhaps we are. Too early in the season yet. Well, I don't know what needs to happen. I don't know what environmental factors need to be... Ew, here's a weird bug. Not the bug I'm looking for. This guy looks stingy. I don't want him around. What was I talking about? Environmental factors. Perhaps the environmental factors are not quite yet right for a huge flush of praying mantises. But hopefully that's coming. I'm now hanging around the echinacea, the purple cone flower, looking for Hemeris thisbi, my other favorite bug. I'm seeing none. Is it the rain? Has the rain scared all my bug buddies away? All right, let's check this one last plant here. Bug buddies, bug buddies, looking for crawling dudes. I don't know what this plant is, but it's kind of tall. And you can walk right up to it and get your face in it and look around. And I'm not seeing much. Huh. Where's my bugs? Where's my bug buddy Bugingins? I don't know. Let's go over to the tall grass area and see if we can't find anything. And then I'll tell you what happened to me yesterday. Yeah, so yesterday, after dubious goals committee, I was feeling hungry. Well, actually, I sort of wasn't. That was the good thing about it. I needed to eat, but I wasn't quite hungry yet, so I thought, oh, okay, I can go out and go shopping. I'll go buy some food. What am I hungry for? What do I want to eat? So I thought about it for a while, and I thought, you know, it's weird, but I'm kind of hungry for Mongolian onions. All right, I'm at the grass line. I'm going to check the grass line here for bugs as I continue to tell you this story. I decided I wanted to eat Mongolian onions, which is... What's Mongolian onions, Tobe? Mongolian onions is the name of this sort of knock-together dish that I created slash started eating a few months ago. And a few months ago, I didn't have... It was the same sort of thing. I just had a bunch of leftovers, and I didn't want to go to the store. I didn't want to go shopping. I didn't want to do anything, so... I thought, okay, we'll just see what we can do with the leftovers here. And pretty much all I had was some peppers and onions and mushrooms. No beef, no protein, no nothing. But I was hungry for, I decided I was hungry for rice, so I cooked up a batch of rice. And then I stir-fried a bunch of, this little tiny little hoppers in the grass here. Teeny tiny little hoppers. So anyway, I invented this thing. You stir up some onions, peppers, and mushrooms, whatever you got. Oh, here's one of those scarab beetles. I found a scarab. Hi, Mr. Shiny. You're Mr. Oh, I found another one. There's two hanging out next to each other on these grapevines. Shiny, shiny bugs. Although they're not very shiny today. Anyway, Mongolian onions. You take onions and peppers, and you cook it up like Mongolian beef. Oh, wow. Here's a damselfly sitting on a grape leaf right above one of my little scarab beetle buddies. And scarab beetle buddy, he's got one leg sticking out, and he's like, hey, what are you doing? Hey. Oh, and he spooked the damselfly who flew away. Okay, so we got some interesting bugs. We got a lot of these... Got a lot of these scarabs. How many of these scarabs have I seen already? Four or five? Jeez. Oh my god. There's three on that leaf over there. We found the scarab beetle hangout. It's these grape leaves. Okay, let's start counting. There's three, four, plus the other two that I saw over here. Where'd they go? There's one, five, six. Wow. There's one, seven. There's one, eight. Wow, there's tons of these guys. Nine! There's tons of these guys in here. Hi, buddy. Look at him. These are little scarabs. They're less than a centimeter long. But they're shiny and cool. All right, to get back to the story now. Mongolian onions. It's basically peppers and onions in a Mongolian beef sort of style. And that's what I decided I wanted to eat for lunch yesterday. But I didn't have any onions and peppers. Actually, I did. But they had gone moldy. Great. So I said, yeah, I'm going to the store. I'm just going to buy some peppers and onions. I'm not even going to buy any beef, even though I could. I'm just going to... And then... And then instead of going to the store, I decided to go to the farm. Yeah, why bother going to the store? So I decided to go to the farm. And there is this farm that is not too far from me. 5 kilometers, maybe? And this is an old farm that has been in, I was going to say in town, but no. It was out in the boonies, and then the town grew around it, right? Oh, wow, there's some more scarabs. Hi, scarabs. And so, out on the northern edge of town, we've got this farm. And they sell produce. It's a sort of farmer's market slash agritainment complex. And you can buy freshy, fresh produce there that they grow and that they get from other growers that are semi-local. I thought I just heard something. Let's go check it out. So that's what I did. And I drove over to the farm. And this is where it gets weird. I'm going to skip a lot of the story because something happened while I was there. Did I screw up? Did Tobe make a massive mistake? Maybe. I spent $43 because they decided they wanted to charge me $1 for using my plastic card because I didn't have enough cash because they didn't take my other card and blah, blah, blah. I'm mad at myself. I'm angry. Because I spent cash when I need to be saving cash. And I spent, like I said, $43. $43, which is... I could have bought a buffered malt for that. I could have bought... I got to stop thinking about it. I got to stop running this through my head because it's just me. I didn't screw up. This is not a screw up. Regardless, I bought a bunch of stuff. I got 2 onions, and you know, they got dirt all over them. They got the green tops on them and everything. So I can tie them together by their tops to carry them out of there. Knocking them together and mud is falling off of them. I got a good green pepper. I bought some cucumbers. Then I bought some products. I bought a jar of pickles, I bought a jar of salad dressing, and I bought a jar of salsa. Regardless, I got a bunch of food, including the onions and the pepper. Critical for my lunch of Mongolian onions. Okay, so I got home. Ow, it's kind of stingy out here, but it is so freaking humid, it's not even funny. I'm swimming through the atmosphere. We're going to go out onto the Mulhall's property to see if there's anything going on. Anyway, I got home. Prepped the vegetables. Started the rice. And the whole time I was driving home, you know, I can smell the onions. And the whole time I'm prepping them, I'm like, wow, these onions really smell good. And I cooked them up. I did my thing. You know, you cut up your, climbing over the gate here. Cut up your onions, a French onion and a pepper. Stir fry them up in a little oil. Add maybe half a clove of garlic. Add some black pepper, some white pepper, and some red pepper. And then hit it with a splash of shashing. And then hit it with a splash of shoyu. And then add a splash of oyster sauce. And you're done. Serve over rice. Nom, 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 nom. And while I was eating this, I was like, oh my God, did I hit the recipe exactly perfect today? I must be some kind of Mongolian onion genius. Well, yeah, well, and whereas that might be the case, the truth of the matter is, these are just the best damn onions that I've ever tasted in my life. Like, freaky good onions. Every time I'm tasting them, I'm like, wow, these onions, they have such depth of flavor, such complexity. Because, yeah, they tasted like onions, but there was so much more to it. I couldn't believe it. I really couldn't believe it. I was kind of freaking out. You know, for the 20 or 30 minutes it takes me to eat this giant bowl of rice and Mongolian onions. I'm looking for turkeys. I'm here in the Mulhall's property. It's all overgrown. Tall weeds. I don't think they've got anything in here this year that they're trying to cultivate. And so everything is knee to waist high. This is some good areas for turkeys to be hiding in. And considering I've already seen 7 turkeys today, hoping we can see some more. But I'm kind of just sneaking around. So what's the moral of this story? Well, they grow better onions on a farm. Well, no, all onions are grown on farms. Okay, right? Oh my God, they were delicious onions. How much did they cost? Well, they were only $1 a piece. Which is expensive. But not super expensive. I've seen lower quality onions go for higher prices. Oh my God, they were so good. The pepper was good too. The pepper is great, but the noticeable thing about the pepper is it wasn't bitter. It's very nice. Bug on me, trying to eat me. Ow. So the big problem today is, what do I want to eat for lunch? I need to mix up my diet. You know, I need to not eat the same thing every damn day. But I got 2 servings of peppers and onions left. So it might be another day of, that's right, Mongolian onions for your little toaster. Huh. And the truth of the matter is I don't have much of anything else. I went to the farm, not to the store. Oh, maybe I should stop by the store on the way home. Pick up some lettuce. Make a salad. No. Screw it. It's going to be another rice and Mongolian onions day for me. Oh, good Lord. We got to get out of here. As I'm walking in back onto the Herrenhaven property, a school bus is pulling in. No, wait. A school bus is reversing. I have a feeling that somebody's ignoring the signs. The intersection of 120th and Maple is being rebuilt, and so you can't get to it from here. They've got their street closed after the Marmot Bridge. And so this is the terminus. You can come down here, blah, blah, blah. Regardless, I thought a load of children was going to get out of the car, out of the bus, and start screaming. But wow, we dodged a bullet. Ooh, is it going to rain? I'm feeling slight drops of rain on me, which just means one thing. We need to check for golf balls. And I know what you're thinking. There's going to be a lot of new members of the Dubious Goals Committee who are now very confused. Tobe, you're not at the creek. How can you be looking for golf balls? Well, it just so happens that this is another good golf ball area. I am now in the parking lot of Herrenhaven. And I'm checking this one little zone where a lot of golf balls get knocked into. I'm not seeing any. Not yet, anyway. All right, check the rest of the parking lot. The parking lot is mostly limestone aggregate. And it's gray, so it's easy to spot perfectly round white golf balls or colorful golf balls fairly easily. Wow, is there anybody even golfing today? Yeah, we got some golfers. I see one or two golf carts. This is a big golf course. This is a real golf course, not like the one by my house. There's golfers out there, but I've also got heavy equipment out there. We've got one of the smallest backhoes I've ever seen, at least one of the smallest backhoes that you can actually sit in to operate, not one of those stand behind kind. We got a little baby backhoe. Actually, we've got two little baby backhoes out there, and we've got a little skip steer with a bucket on the front. Plus there's something else back there. So we've got all this little baby heavy equipment on the golf course. Oh, there's a white golf ball. And we have found a white golf ball. I don't even want it. Although I should grab it and put it in the area. So yeah. Now I gotta push aside all this. Jeez. Grapevines. Probably disturbing some of my scarab buddies. I hope not. It's a white vice number 2. Junk. So now, it smells nice though. Oh, the humidity is starting to get to me. Yowza. But now we gotta go down here by the fence. Golf balls get knocked down over here all the time. Here's another one. A white one. This one's been out for a while because it's dirty, like it's been rained on. It's a Callaway number 1. white golf ball. Ugh. It's very humid and yucky. I just heard somebody tee off. Should be facing the other way so I don't get hit by a golf ball like this one. What is it? Callaway number one, red. Right next to another one. I mean, white. It's a white golf ball. But I'm going to keep this one. Right next to a Srixon number one, white. This Callaway one that I have just picked up is very odd. It's got three stripes on it that are only like halfway around the ball. And the stripes are blue on the outside, red on the inside. And you'd think, oh, somebody did that. Somebody did that with magic markers. No. This is printed that way. Weird. Might have to hang on to this one. It also says Chrome Soft on it. Now, this is when I wish my old friend Chrome was still around. I would give him this ball. Hey, look, it's Chrome Soft. He would laugh. So this ball is going in my pocket. These other three balls are going into the secret hiding place for golf balls. The two white ones and the yellow one that I put there last time when we were here are still there. Where's our golf ball guy? I don't know. Ugh. I gotta go. I gotta get out of here. The humidity is too much. The heat's starting to get to me. I'm feeling the sting. Oh, and look at the time. I'm running low on time, too. It was weird because I didn't intend to be here for the entire duration of the show. But, yeah, I got distracted. And now I am starting to not feel good. But on the other hand, it doesn't do us any good to shut everything down for 2 minutes. So I'm back on the Heron Haven property, back in the parking lot. Gonna check a couple more places for golf balls just in case. Oh, I'm not seeing any. I wanted to find some bugs today. Well, you can't always get what you want. I just wanted some bugs. But I'm gonna go look over here and look too. Okay. I'm over at the side of the building. This plant is the same as that other plant over there. Maybe there's a guy on it. Are there any bug dudes in here? I don't see any. Where are all my bug dudes? Where's the Hemaris Thisbes? Where's the mantises? Oh, is it because people are... Oh, now we got joggers. Yay. Oh. It may be that we're not finding any of these bugs here anymore. Simply because there's so many people coming to Heron Haven these days. There's four cars in the parking lot when I pulled in today. And you know, 4 years ago, on this day, in this kind of weather, I'd have been the only person here. But you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee. A show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. I'm gone.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.